remember the piece of ground that we're talking about. It was rough, uncultivated ground. It had been cultivated at some point, though, because there were apple trees, so a small orchard on either side. And, of course, as children, we used to have a whale of a time with that, so up the trees, apples, taking apples home with us, eating apples, getting a tummy ache, you know, the whole thing, really. I remember all that with great fondness. There were stinging nettles and brambles, a little bit of brambles, not much, so it can't have been derelict for very long. There was a heap of what we'll call it topsoil. I think it probably was topsoil behind the scout hut. As a child, I and my friends were heavily into doing things like making camps. Not exactly playing at cowboys and Indians. It was more war, really, because the war itself was not that far away, I think. We heard quite a lot about it from parents, and it was just about us all the time. So we would build camps. We would rush about. We had enemies, in inverted commas, you know, which were sort of another group of kids that lived on Bury Road. You were always on the lookout for them, do you know what I mean? So it was high adventure the whole time, really. And you were able to do that because it was rough ground. There were shrubs growing. There was, yeah, lots of sort of sticks and lumps and bumps that you could hide behind and so on. And there was also a derelict building, quite small. I would say inside it was probably only about 8 feet square. It has still got most of its roof. It had a door entrance, but without an actual door. There was a window on at least one side and a hole on the other side. As I say, we were sort of at war with this other group of kids. And we felt we needed to be able to see if they were coming from all sides. And there was this one wall that was solid. Bonfire night was approaching, and we decided that this was an opportunity, really, to pool our pocket money resources, remove a brick from the wall, buy a 2 and 6 penny banger, which was, I mean, we're talking sticks of dynamite here. It was huge. We'd seen our war films and listened to our parents. We packed it into where the brick was missing, lit the blue touch paper, and ran like stink out of this place. Huge explosion. I mean, it was a huge explosion because we'd done a good job. And we could see then what was coming at us from all sides because... because there was a hole 3 feet sort of square in the wall. another window anyway, so that was good.